John 1, 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. As we begin this book, we ask ourselves almost immediately, who is the Word? We already know that He is God, but we also know that He was with God from the beginning. This is why discussions of the Trinity are based on passages like this one. They show one God, three persons. In this case, God the Father and God the Son. In others, God the Spirit as well. Reading on, we discover that this is the Word made flesh, who dwelt among us, the one John the Baptist pointed to as the Messiah. We know His name is Jesus, the Christ. He is the Creator. He is the Light. And He must be received if we want to be part of God's family. All of this is declared with certainty about the Word in this chapter. It is important that we understand and acknowledge His identity. This makes these two verses very important in Christian teaching. We have an everlasting Savior, God in human flesh, sacrificed in our place and on our behalf. In fact, the only acceptable sacrifice for our sin. John 1, 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.